Good morning. Who's this?
It's Clint.
Clint's going to help us out. Excellent, Clint. Thanks, brother. Here we go. Hold on.
It's time for the Crapper Creek Idiot of the Day.
A 47-year-old woman named Julie Gang from Barrington, Illinois, earlier this month called the cops to report somebody stole her SUV. The cops found it a mile and a half away from her house on fire. After investigation, they found out what really happened. The SUV hadn't been stolen. Julie torched it herself, and she used a flamethrower to do it that she bought online. By the way, that's legal, by the way. You can legally buy a flamethrower in 49 of the 50 states. California is the only place you cannot buy a flamethrower. But even though you can legally own one in Illinois, I guess Probably you can't use it to set a car on fire, then falsely report the car stolen. She turned herself in last week and was charged with arson, disorderly conduct, filing a report. The police say they don't know what her motive was, although it sure sounds like an insurance scam. That or somebody who said, hey, I got to test out my sweet new flamethrower and panicked at the, you know, when the work went too well. So they found it, the flamethrower, at her house and kind of connected the dots. She used a flamethrower. All right, Clint, between you and me, you got to admit, that'd be kind of fun, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, to torch a car with a flamethrower? Torch anything with a flamethrower. But to, like, light a car on fire with a flamethrower? That would be... All right. Especially as a kid, that'd be any kid's dream. What would you want to do? I would light a car on fire with a flamethrower. All right, here's one more. You know, it is a Monday after the holiday weekend, so we got to have a Thanksgiving gone wrong story. 61-year-old guy in New York stabbed his girlfriend's brother last week during a fight over who to invite to Thanksgiving dinner. So I don't know if the brother or him is not getting invited, but that's all that one is. Yeah, they're getting together. All right, who do we invite over? Turned into a fight to the point where he stabbed his girlfriend's brother. Apparently, I don't know, there's somebody on the list he didn't want. So there you go. So who's our idiot today? The guy that stabbed the other one over Thanksgiving dinner invites? Or is it the chick that torched her car with a flamethrower?
Well, I'd probably have to go with a chick that torched her car with a flamethrower.
Because that's cool.
And then getting caught with the evidence and turning herself in.
Yeah, the whole thing. All right. Well done, sir. Well done. Thanks for calling in and helping us out today. We had to have somebody pick it, and you nailed it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And remember, you can listen.